Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries, and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and welcome to our day 2 Star Wars Celebration Blog Pod. Friday, episode 9, panel day, and we are an hour away from the panel in the arena. The vibe is high. Guys, I've got goosies. I've got the goosebumps. And to verify this, I've got an official journalist with me from Mashable. It's Chris Taylor from Star Wars Conquer the Universe. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm just checking you out for goosebumps here.
Look, check out. Gooses.
Yeah, that checks out.
Gooses, yeah. Buddy.
Fact check, goosebumps.
It's so fun. How many Star Wars... When was the first Star Wars Celebration you went to, Chris?
The first Star Wars Celebration was the one in Essen, Germany, in 2013. Wow. This is when Mark and Carrie came. This is our first glimpse of them, you know, post-announcement that they were coming back. And they assembled the entire, you know, remaining Return of the Jedi cast on stage. That was a fantastic celebration. I enjoyed it, and then kind of my enjoyment level has kind of gone down ever since.
Really?
It's, you know, you see a lot of the same things at every celebration, and it's great to see.
Dude.
And you're killing me. Make it worth it.
Okay, good, good. It's like we're an hour away from a new trailer, and you've brought your cynicism with you. It's just like...
As a professional journalist, I have to bring my cynicism everywhere. It's in my toolkit. But I have to say, we are dating ourselves right now by calling it the Episode 9 panel.
Right.
Right.
But because, can you do me a favor for the rest of this, and anytime we talk for the rest of our lives, can you start every sentence with, as a journalist?
As a Star Wars journalist, it's important to remember.
What a scoop! But I wasn't there, but I saw photos of the first celebration, the Phantom Menace one, 20 years ago.
Yes.
And their big panel was in this, like, kind of like just a big marquee.
Yeah.
Like a big tent.
I'm not even sure they had seats.
No, they had mud. But it is crazy. We are in this... Like, I feel like I'm at the wrestling. We are in, like, this, like, I don't know how many people are going to fit in, like, 10,000 people in this arena. There's, the sky boxes up there are filling up.
Yep.
I wonder if they're VIPs or just lucky ticket holders.
Yeah, it really, this is probably the largest celebration stage I've seen, except for Anaheim. I think that kind of takes the cake, just because the infrastructure there is so large, and that was... Force Awakens, the trailer reveal. The room there was probably about twice this size.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't at that. I was watching that one on TV in Australia. I was just a little boy back then. I was just patting my kangaroo watching the live stream.
Yeah,
so.
No, that was huge. And you really got the sense when we finally saw the trailer, when BB-8 came out on stage for the first time, when we saw the cast... that was one of the most emotional moments I've ever experienced related to Star Wars.
Hey, is that why Bresnikan's not here? Is he hosting the panel?
That's entirely possible. I mean, we should probably count the chairs and look at that against the list of talent that we already have.
Yeah. I know, because I expect we're in like the little media area, and I thought Anthony would be here, but now he's not, and I'm just like...
He would certainly be a most favoured host.
Yes.
On the celebration stage, that's for sure. He's
present company excluded, you mean, Chris.
Oh, no, I prefer to be the rebel on the outside of Lucasfilm.
Oh, no, I'm talking about me.
That present company. I was
speaking for you.
I'm sure that when we get to episode 10, spoiler alert, we'll never get to episode 10, you will be the one to host that panel.
Ah, thank you.
That's probably the ultimate way that Lucasfilm kind of mollifies people now. It's like, it's okay, we'll get you to host the episode 10 panel.
Ah, dude, YouTube's going to have a field day with this. Wow, I should have worn my Shield t-shirt.
So what are you looking for here? I'm curious. What do you expect to happen? We're going to get a trailer. We're going to get a title reveal. What else?
I want a title that sparks my imagination. I want a title that... Like, a lot of the fan titles are, like, just telling you what happened. Like, or what's going to happen. Like, you know, like, the resistance rises. Or, you know, like, all... Yeah. Like, they're just, like... They're sort of just telling. But I... Like, The Last Jedi, if someone said to me when I was, like, 8, that there's going to be a Star Wars film after Return of the Jedi called The Last Jedi, yeah. I'd be like, I can't wait to grow up.
Because you're already spinning stories in your head when you hear that title.
Yeah, so I want something like that.
And the same is true of The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Right? What does that mean? They didn't even explain it. We just sort of get a vague sense. The Force is awakened, but it sparks the imagination. You're right.
Yeah, I like the Return of the Jedi, people still argue over what that means.
Yes.
Like, is it Anakin? Is it Luke? Is it the Jedi in general?
I'm sure in some corner of George Lucas's head, the argument between Return and Revenge is still going on.
Yeah,
he switched that so much at the last minute.
Well, from what I know, it was Return, and then someone said, you got to jazz it up, and so he changed it, and then after the first posters came out, he's like, nah, I can't do it.
Yeah, they actually had to have a telephone survey, where they asked people, you know, would you go to see a movie called Revenge of the Hero or Return of the Hero? And that was how it was finally decided.
No way!
Yeah, because they were like, well, that makes it obvious. You know, heroes don't take revenge. But Return of the Hero, that's an exciting set.
No, but they legitimately did a phone survey.
Yeah.
Is that in your book?
That is in the book,
okay,
yes.
That's a good plug. That's a good plug. You just, like, came out with that fact that I've read the book, but the fact so easily, it just oozed out of you, and I'm like, sounds like a... sweet plug.
This is what happens. You write Star Wars history and it's all stuck in your head for the rest of your life.
What a shame. What a shame.
But yeah, I mean, I have to say that of the fan-driven titles so far, I like the idea of A Last Hope, just to mirror A New Hope.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
But it doesn't work with Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And it doesn't spark the imagination as much as those two other titles in the sequel trilogy did. So, yeah, they got their work cut out for them.
All right, so I don't know. Do you want me to tell you the last rumored one? You probably heard it. It's not like... Some people are very sensitive.
Yeah, no, go for it. Okay. I love spoilers.
The Will of the Force.
The Will of the Force.
Yeah.
Is that with an H or...?
No, not with a H, but good...
The W-H-I-L-L of the Force.
No, I know. Just the standard English.
That sounds vaguely Nazi to me, I gotta say. Which,
vaguely know, Nazi?
Yeah, you know, triumph of the will. And
yeah,
Lincoln
okay.
Stone. You know,
I just hope it's like it's so intrinsic to the story that no one's thought of it yet. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's just something because you know, like inevitably someone's like a lot of titles are going to call it because it's so. Like, Revenge of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Like, tons of people guess that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope it's,
It's amazing what...
Yeah, it'd be rad if it was something that, like, no one can claim. It's just so... Like, no one guessed The Phantom Menace.
Yes. Yeah, Will of the Force, I have to say, that just sort of, that would seem to invalidate the entire 9 movie cycle, right? None of this was any character's decision. It was all just the Will of the Force.
Oh, it was just inevitable. Okay, yeah, I get that. All right.
So let's hope it's not that. I am hoping for a title with resistance in it just so that certain people's heads will explode. In fact, Star Wars Episode 9 Social Justice Warrior would be...
I want a title that, like, when they announce it, you see several people's heads explode in here. Like, we, like, just brains start falling down from us from the upper levels.
I feel like that's going to happen no matter what it is.
I'm very excited, Chris. I just hope... I hope to contain myself. I get a little bit into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That trailer. The trailer that's going to show, like, what, three things, and we're all going to lose our minds.
Well, I'll just give you a hint at how bad things can get. Mm-hmm. You and people would have known this by the time this is out, but you're going to, at our live podcast, you're going to be reading the erotic fan fiction. You're going to be playing Tarkin, right? One of the sound effects to simulate sexual endeavors.
Indeed.
Is me watching the Force Awakens trailer for the first time. So that's the sort of noises that there's Ashley Crozen. She's waving back, everyone. So just buckle in.
I am okay.
Yeah.
Charming to the last.
Yeah.
I see. I've got all my phrases ready. I haven't shown me a script yet, but I'm getting into the role.
All right, well, buckle in, buddy. You just leave that. You just go outside. Leave your cynicism out there.
Yep.
Because let's be 8-year-old idiot kids again, huh?
Well, Tarkin does have a very tight buckle, so I feel like that's good advice.
All right, let's go.
Yes.
All right, you guys. It's 10:22, and I am very excited, and I'm here with my slightly less looking excited friend, the Swankmatron, Brian Young. How you doing, buddy?
I'm excited. I just don't know why I need to, like, wear a mask about it.
We all wear masks in our own way. Isn't that, like, the message of The Force Awakens or something?
Yeah, there was a... Have you been to the Galaxy's Edge presentation yet?
No.
There's an Ithorian... gravestone there, and engraved on it says, "We wither, or we bloom to wither." And it's
so much for the happiest place on earth.
I know, right? that's. I mean, like, I'm gonna bloom,
and then
eventually
wither.
I'll wither. Yeah, yeah.
I'm saving my withering for Tuesday.
Yeah, on the plane home,
I'm gonna be withering all over that plane.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we've got, like, Warwick Davis. He's around talking to people. There's a Chewbacca there with his helmet off. Stay in character, buddy. What about that fourth wall? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
You're
no,
killing me.
That thing looks hot. I'm always impressed by the people who come to these big panels like this wearing a costume, because it's like, you're here to see the stuff. Don't you want to be at least mildly comfortable?
Comfort. It's what does comfort got to do with Star Wars Celebration? It's a place where we get, like, tested, like, almost tortured to see what we'll put up with to get new Star Wars merchandise and content. It's
which is the lottery this year.
Yeah. How's that, dude? There's an Anakin Skywalker over there with he's protesting against sand, which I think's pretty sweet.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to protest against?
The Jedi not being on the council or something like that. But I always say, like, I'd never liked that, like that sand scene. I was always like, you know, whatever. But then I went to where they filmed the Sarlacc pit and
got it.
Oh, dude, I now watch that scene. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, hell yeah,
sand
use that as a pickup line against Natalie Portman. Do that. Because it is, I had sand in my sunglasses for, like, months afterwards. It's so fine. It is coarse and rough, and it does get everywhere. Like, people say the scripting of that movie, like, isn't on point. It is true to life. It's like, you guys aren't on point. Sand, big thumbs down.
Yeah. Yeah, no one likes sand.
All right, what are we getting in this trailer, Swankmatron? You've got contacts. Just give us the whole brief.
So as far as what we're getting in this trailer, we're going to get a Star Wars logo.
And what are you looking forward to the most here?
Like, really?
Yeah, we're going to get a logo that says Star Wars. They'll probably have the release date on it.
Really?
My guess is we're going to see Oscar Isaac, Daisy Ridley, and John Boyega. We'll probably, I don't know. It's so hard to say. That's why, like, it's so hard to do pre-content for stuff like this, because it's like, what are we going to see? Who knows? And knowing JJ, it's going to be like, we're going to think everything is going to head to the right, but he's just going to go to the left, and we're going to go, wow, I didn't see that coming.
I don't think he will be here, but I would love for Adam Driver to be here just for the crowd reaction.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
I want to, because he's like a pretty, you know, reserved dude. And, like, I've seen the, like, at San Diego Comic-Con, the crowd response to Harrison Ford melted him.
Yeah.
I saw him get a little bit choked up. So I want to see how Adam Driver does under the intense scrutiny of 10,000 people cheering him adoringly.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I want to see him flash a smile.
That's why I'm hoping Kelly Marie Tran is here.
Yeah.
Because I think after what's happened over the last year, she needs that. I really, really hope that we can deliver that. This crowd will deliver that for her if she shows up.
I have to say, the scene here, we're in this like basketball set. They play basketball here normally or something?
I have no idea.
But it does feel like, I was saying to Chris before, it feels like we're at the wrestling. But there's a guy selling, like, programs. It's so, like, it's, you can go up to the, like, because normally it's in, like, a convention center big room, but this is, like, we're at, like, there's, people got popcorn, and you can.
They did it, in Anaheim it was at the arena.
Yeah, I wasn't there, so I can only go by what I know. And what I know is all that counts. You know, I'm very self-involved.
Yeah, true.
But I do love, I was trying to get us coffees before, and at 9 a.m. in this arena, you couldn't buy a coffee, but you could buy beer.
And hot dogs.
And hot dogs. I could go a hot dog.
Because I love Star Wars Rebel.
Right now, Warwick Davis is interviewing a Loathwolf, like a furry Loathwolf. Like, I'm not making that up. Like, there's a furry Loathwolf costume.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
It's, yeah, it is. And they've got a they've got a fanny pack on.
Who are you most interested to see in the trailer?
In the trailer?
Yeah.
The ghost of Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, that's a big call.
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get that in the movie, but I want the ghost of Anakin Skywalker in this movie somewhere. It makes sense if it's the summation of 9 movies, and it started with the conception of Anakin. Somehow I think he needs to be back to tie it up at the end.
Yeah, that's, I definitely want that Anakin ghost, because yeah, it'd just be, and I just think, like, to hear him talk, like what's he got to say, like, do you know what I mean? Like, people get tripped out about what happened to Luke Skywalker since Return of the Jedi. What happened to Ghost Anakin Skywalker since Return of the Jedi? What's his new mood?
Well,
what's his New Year's resolution?
The thing is, I find that idea so fascinating, in that he sought to preserve life to be able to spend eternity with Padme, and the one thing he gets in that immortality as a Jedi is no access to Padme, right? Like, is that purgatory for him? Is that some sort of hell? Or does he have to learn to let all of that go?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I just what's his mood? Is he grumpy? Is he bitter? Is he angry?
I would be.
Or is he happy? He seemed pretty happy in a Jedi.
He did, but I'd be pretty pissed off if my nephew killed, like, my son-in-law. Or my grandson killed my son-in-law.
Yeah, a bit hypocritical, given that he just electrocuted him for no reason all those times on Bespin. But you know, like, glass houses, Darth, chill out, buddy. Don't get all judgy on my time, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God, now there's all Ewoks dancing around. That is the best. Alright, so you know how they have those light up digital boards around arenas, like at the wrestling and stuff? They just put up all these sort of Japanese animation Ewoks dancing around, which, it's just surreal how big this is.
It really is. I think this is bigger than the arena we did this in Anaheim, too.
Oh, Chris said the arena in Anaheim was twice as big.
Was it? I mean, Chris would know better than me.
It felt like it to me. Maybe it was just different in the arena.
It was shorter, right? So we were more compact.
Yeah, the floor space seemed more Hall H, like more like vast, yeah. Okay.
I think what they did is they cut the arena in the other direction. If that makes sense.
No, the arena stops there.
Yeah.
But then
to kind of find out
that maybe there's another kind of way of looking at it.
How do you think they're gonna reveal the title?
I think we'll start with that, or they'll just show it off with the trailer. Like, not give it to us at all until the trailer goes.
I would, if it comes up at the end of the trailer, I think that's the best way, because I think, like, just announcing something with words, like, if you are the person that is going to say the title, how much pressure is it on you that you have to, like, just pronounce it, pitch, like, so everyone's... Like, everyone hears it perfectly the first time, but you have to also say it in a real excited way, and...
Well, but they'd also put it on the screen behind them.
Yeah, I think at the end, like, you like, blow people away, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and then it's like, here's the title, the title's so dope, and then it's like another giant pop. I hope that J.J. Abrams goes back to the black screen between the scenes, because I need that to breathe. Like, I need the black to, like, comprehend what I just saw. When they don't do that, it's like, nah, it's too much. Like,
no, this trailer is going to be too much.
But I need the black. I need time to, like...
They'll show it a couple times.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to hand over to the brilliant team that are DJ Elliott.
So Warwick Davis is wrapping up.
I want to say it's a pleasure to be here as your host. I've enjoyed spending a bit of time with you. I'm going to spend...
It's interesting, the stage is divided between light side and dark side.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wonder if they're going to put the heroes of the resistance on one side and the villains on the other.
Yeah, so everyone would have seen it by now, but yeah, the stage has got this weird sort of 70s, I don't know, backdrop sort of,
like,
thing. And then
carbon freezing chamber inspired kind of.
And then half of it's lit blue, half of it's lit red, and there's like half the seats are on one side, half on the other. So I wonder what side Kathleen Kennedy's going to sit on. I want
everyone on and JJ.
To say star, okay?
Oh, no. Now Mark Daniels out with his usual crowd-warming shenanigans. And on
this side, just let people, like... I always find it weird that you, like, have, like, the hype man doing this. Because it's like, dude, we woke up pre-hyped.
Yeah.
There's no hype necessary. So we got we're hyped, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I came here pre-hyped.
And jump to your feet and make all the noise you can. Can you do that?
Well, maybe there's some people in the audience who are not hyped.
Yeah, Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor, not hyped.
Do the wave, Chris. Do the wave.
Your baseline level of non-hype here, okay? It's what service the British people provide.
Well, you're just... It's that British droll you've got going on no matter what.
I'll get the chills at some point, I promise.
All right.
Does Star Wars make you cry, ever?
In public?
In public,
no. We don't ever cry in public.
Really? I could legitimately, like, start thinking Star Wars thoughts now and be crying in 30 seconds.
Same. I hope the British have good therapists.
Oh, yeah, no, we get it all out in private. Absolutely.
I just got to concentrate on don't look back. And then I'll be crying in 20 seconds.
They're running a video.
Okay. All right, we'll watch the video. And then we'll be back. All right, it's 5 minutes to go, and now I'm getting edgy. Now it's like dawning upon me that I have to take in all this new stuff. They've got waters on the stage. This is real. Once they put the waters out, that's it.
That's sort of the last thing they do, because the waters need to be fresh and cool for the talent.
Yeah. Do you think JJ's out the back now, like, with a notepad trying to pick which title?
Yeah.
This is it. You can't change it after this.
Well, I mean, he could pull a George and change it after all the merchandise goes out and then recall it. Like, there's precedent for that.
Hey, dude, we're talking about film titles, not film directors, all right? Let's just chill out. You can't just swap that in and out.
You think he's back there nervous, or is he just like, okay, are we... I got an 11 o'clock appointment to go finish this movie.
He's probably doing a video conference with someone now about some HBO series. He doesn't strike me as the nervous type. He's very self-assured, and why not?
I don't know. You listen to him in interviews talking about taking on this job in particular, and it was like, my first answer was no, because that's terrifying.
Yeah, but he's also like so big that he can say no. Like, yeah. It's like, you have to be pretty confident to say no to directing a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
Like, that's like post-confidence. That's like, well, that's a Chris Taylor level of, like, not giving a shit.
I heard Brad Bird turned it down.
Oh, really?
I heard that. I don't know if it's true, but... Yeah. I hear lots of things.
I bet.
Afterwards, about everything that we saw.
All right, what time we got?
We've got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Yes, I'm ready.
You're ready to steal.
I'm ready to.
We're all ready.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, do you want to chastise me?
Steel, this is like a library. Jocasta News coming out. We need it to be quiet.
That's like the very level-headed Ken Knapsack, everyone. I'm sorry, everyone.
Are you
going to
flip off that dude,
too? Yeah, I will flip him off, yeah. All right.
The thing I hate about all this remixed music that they play with all the quotes in it is that... none of the quotes are in order, and it throws me off because I don't know what's coming next. You know what I mean? Or they'll slow it down or speed it up, and it's like, that's wrong.
Yeah, yeah, it's the wrong pace.
Even that's pitched up just a little.
Dude, you're getting all David Collins on me right now.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I'm just looking at him covering up the DJ booth, thinking, yes.
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's it. All right, we're starting any second now.
In 120 seconds at my count.
Well, it could be any one of those 120.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be one after them, actually.
Yeah, it could be at any point.
All right.
I always assume this stuff's going to be late.
Yeah, it totes.
No, I'm getting, like, nervous and excited. Like, this is going to be, like... We're going to get the first glimpse of what the final chapter is going to be.
Look at the hair on my arm. It looks like I'm Spider-Man, and something dangerous is happening nearby.
I mean, like, you are in the press section.
Oh, yeah. What a scoop!
That's a great Jimmy Olsen.
Thanks. I'm throbbing up and down. Let's go. All right, we're down to 1 minute, everyone.
Oh, man.
And so we're just going to do, like, a commentary over the live stream for the next hour. Sorry, everyone that's sitting around me, but, like, that's, like, content. So, I hope everyone understands.
Screaming?
Maybe. Better.
Or sobbing.
If you don't, then they've messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. It's supposed to be time.
Name the movie. Name the movie. This is your last chance to move, Chris.
Yeah.
Last chance to move?
Yeah.
I'm not moving. I'm
glancing. Okay.
And then, but what about the last march of the end? Like, are you going to go storm the stage if you see something you don't like?
Very slowly. Yes. Branches will reach out.
All right, sort of getting darker.
Okay. This is it.
Yes! Be loud to annoy Ken!
Take a few minutes for the Navi computer to calculate the coordinates.
A few minutes? Are you kidding? At the rate they're gaining?
Traveling through hyperspace is like dusting me, like dusting props, kid. Without precise calculations, you fly too close to a star. They're bouncing to a supermarket and then.
What's that?
Watch. You're going to lose it. You're going to flex the shield. Go strap yourself in. Be careful on the way up.
Yeah, sure. I'm taking very close.
It's the Chris Taylor of that crew.
Yeah.
No way.
Bouncing here at supermarket.
Alec Guinness is having fun with it.
Yeah.
It's a very simple, basic idea.
Yes.
About a farm boy yes. in Nebraska and not on Tatooine.
It was originally designed to be a modern fairy tale.
About good and evil, you know, and what prevails and what doesn't prevail.
It's unlimited, the possibilities of what they can do.
If this one doesn't work out, we're sort of finished. But hopefully it will justify it as a series, make you say, gee, what happens next?
The whole experience has been so completely unanticipated.
I had my doubts about whether another Star Wars would work.
But I now get that phrase, thank you for my childhood, because it's something that people carry with them now, forever and ever and ever.
As I see it, this has nothing to do with past, present, or future. Star Wars could be in any of those areas.
It's a big part of what makes these films so important to pass on from generation to generation.
I feel honored that I've been allowed to continue the journey.
It's very cool to meet someone inspirational to a generation of moviegoers.
Those that have gone before you, incredible artists in their own right. You delve deeper in your appreciation and respect for that.
Oh my gosh.
It feels like I was just in a time machine and I had traveled back to when they first started filming Star Wars.
They're 9 films. I think of it more as 3 3-act plays.
If you're a kid watching this 100 years from now, 500 years from now, you see this inevitability, this story conclude in a way that feels thrilling and shocking and funny and emotional and satisfying.
I like these films.
I think there's a legacy that's important.
Episode 9 will be a conclusion of a story that is over 40 years old.
All stops are out, and it's all go.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Star Wars Celebration.
Woo!
Oh, please sit down. You'll
Colbert's good, but he's no Bresnikan.
Or Jon Stewart.
Introduce the next generation cast. Please welcome Daisy Ridley. Into war. He was from Yavin 4, the planet the original Death Star tries to destroy in Episode 4, and his parents both fought the Empire. Daisy. Daisy.
That would be fantastic.
I guess the Kylo and Rey thing, we'll have to wait and see. The Rose and Finn thing, I don't know. Finn? What do you think?
I mean, she my girl, you know? She's my girl. I guess it's nice chemistry. Just nice chemistry is all about. It's the middle of war. We're trying to figure ourselves out.
We love you one day,
don't love you the next. It's a very destructive place to fall in love.
I guess, Daisy, what I'm asking is, do you have any more Force visions of him semi-naked? Let's sell some tickets right now. Let's sell some tickets.
I think I can confirm there are no more semi-naked Kylos.
Only folding. We gotta take it up a notch, guys.
Since Adam's not here, can I ask a question that anybody here might know? His chest in episode 8, did he wax? Because it's completely... Is that a Brazilian? Why is there no... He's a big man, not one hair on his chest.
When he turned around, it was as surprising to the crew, I think, as to everyone. He's a big man. Oh God, I'm so sorry.
Talk to me about his lightsaber. Okay. Kelly Marie Tran.
The love.
How everything was different now, and that we had seen the future. So anyway, that's why I've been a fan 3 weeks longer than all of you. So, but I'm sorry, Phoebe. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know you. I think he's got something to say.
In this movie, BB-8 has a new friend. Would you guys want to meet him? Let's bring him out. This is Dio.
Oh my God.
And what's this fellow's name again?
Yeah, this is Dio. This is yet another incredible collaboration and creation of Neil Scanlon and the creature and robotics team on the movie.
But before we're done here, I got one more question for you, JJ. Can we please show our appreciation to JJ and Kathy and to the entire cast?
Plain his face is. Chris is... Oh, my God, emotion.
we're going to get out of your way. But mostly, thank you so much. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, my God, this is it.
Title has to be at the end.
It has to be.
Good luck.
I'm going to need it.
What?
Roll it again.
Yeah. What is happening?
I don't know.
We've passed on all we know. A thousand generations live in you now. But this is your fight.
What was that? Was that Endor?
Or Yavin? I don't know. I think it's probably Yavin. Maybe?
Twitter's broken?
Twitter's broken.
The Rise of Skywalker. I so wanted Skywalker to be in the title, so... Is that Mark Hamill's voice? Like, who was that?
What, the cackling?
No, at the start.
That was Luke.
Yeah.
That was the ghost of Luke. They're basically confirming he's in it, which is, we all knew. But it's nice to have it out there and not have to...
Yeah, it didn't... He's so gravelly when he's dead.
Yeah.
He's lost his boy's charm. I guess death will do that, you know?
Yeah. I loved how it mirrored the structure of... The Phantom Menace teaser.
Yeah. That was sick. Oh, wow. Wow.
So, Palpatine's back.
Yeah.
And the Skywalkers are rising. It's everything old is new again.
Everything's the same but different.
I don't know how they're going to pull off a satisfying resolution to that title.
Hayden Christensen.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. But it's always been my hope that by the end of episode 9, like, Rey takes on the name of Skywalker. She doesn't have a surname, and whether she takes it on or the ghost of Luke gives it to her or the ghost of Anakin, but it was always my hope that by the end she was not related to them, but she'd, like, just take on the name.
Can you be adopted by a Force ghost? What is the galactic lore?
Hey, man, I was drinking with someone the other night in Chicago's most haunted hotel, and they were telling me about this lady on a podcast that is marrying a ghost and got divorced because her husband caught her cheating with a ghost.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can get adopted under those circumstances.
Wow.
Like Chris was not ready for that reply at all.
I feel like ghosts would have to prove a higher level of...
All right, you're sticking around. Feel free to stick around.
All right, well, that was terribly exciting. Thanks for sitting with me, you guys.
Thanks for just being here to bear witness to all of this.
All right, I'll see you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.